Hi, I'm Gavin Brett, Hope Media Group Sales Manager. Welcome to this month's exclusive podcast on marketing your business with the multi-award-winning team from Step Change Marketing. In the first of two podcasts today, Jeff and Dave talk about selling your product online.
Welcome to Getting the Most from Your Marketing. Today we have a very special guest, Dave Siegel.
Thanks for the invite.
We've got a cracker one today. We're attracting online customers, converting these customers into sales for one lucky Hope Media listener. So look, Rebecca Denoyer runs a soap business. There are some unique things about that soap business, but essentially she's selling really well through some of her channels. But other channels, like online, Dave, she's not getting there. So people are turning up to the website and not converting. Now we hear this time and time again. The good news for Rebecca is that they are selling in some channels. Yep. So our job today is to work out how we can take it to the next level online, selling and converting.
Yeah, great, Jeff. And that was the first thing when I saw this business, Soap de Via, is I noticed the clear distinctions between online and trade show environments. So, you know, trade show, they're selling roughly 60% of the profit and 40% or 35% coming from different boutiques and then 5% coming from online. So in my mind,
just 5%.
Yeah, just 5%, right?
And they're all profit numbers as well, Dave.
Absolutely. So in my mind, the first question, Jeff, was really about breaking apart those channels and really treating them very, very differently.
Now, I want to introduce a concept, the limbic system. There's a part of the brain that filters all the information that we bring in at any one time, 11 million bits of information a second, and then it decides what to pass on to our conscious brain. They call it System 1 and System 2.
Okay.
Focusing in on the website, we don't get a chance to engage, to talk, and to convert like we do at a trade show. In fact, the average dwell time on a website is just 8 seconds. The problem there is this limbic system decides what to pass on.
Yep.
And unfortunately for Rebecca, I don't think she's passing the test.
Right.
So if you go to the website just straight up, there's a few things that we need to satisfy to make sure that limbic system gives us the all clear. Because before we push any people through the funnel with pay-per-click advertising and any social amplification, we want to make sure that when they turn up on the website, they just have that feeling.
Yeah.
Now, System 1 does those parts of the thinking like 1 plus 1 equals...
2.
That's right. Fish and...
chips.
Exactly right. It fills it in before we even need to say anymore. So System 2 does all the complex stuff, like 11 times 24 equals... Exactly. It's too hard. Perfect answer. The thing here is that gut feeling of it just feels right, that all the cosmetic brands deliver with ease, is what we need to deliver here. And
yep.
If you jump onto Soap de Villa's website, you'll notice that it just doesn't have that feeling, that instant feeling of credibility.
Yeah, it's using those design cues to really, really lift the value of the brand overall. And more importantly, I think, using the website to eliminate choice. Now, a lot of modern thinking is that, you know, the common rationale is more choice, the merrier. We all want more choice in life until we actually have to make a choice. And there's a really interesting behavioral economist, Sheena Iyengar, who did a study about jams. And she had two stands at two different grocers, and one of the stands had about 30 jams.
Got it.
And one had 6.
Okay, surely the 30 jam stand sold more.
Actually, the 30 jam stand did have about 3 times more people stop at the jam stand.
Yeah, got it.
But when it came down to it, actually 6 times more people purchased from the jam stand with 6. That is a paradox of choice that we think the more choice the merrier. Actually, the less the limited choice. They like to say the magic number is 7 plus or minus 2. And if you can get it down to that little of choice, you can remove those barriers.
Got it. So what we're talking about here is making things simpler and easier. Because I bet, right, I haven't walked up to one of Rebecca's trade show stands, but I bet she's lovely to talk to, she believes in the product, and she's able to convince and engage in a way that you just can't do online. So we're simplifying the choice. We're going to up the premium values of the website. I want to talk about simplifying the messaging as well.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to admit, I'm no soap fan. I just use whatever happens to be in the shower. But I got to admit, when someone said goat's milk soap, I wasn't absolutely champing at the bit to get at that soap. Yeah,
it's a bit of a different one.
And yet, when I read through why it's great and the benefits of it, there's some really great stuff in there. You know, it's completely recyclable and reusable when it comes to the packaging. It leaves the skin softer. It has lower fragrance.
It's chemical-free. Things like that.
It's chemical-free. Exactly. It's handmade. Now, this is a great story. But what we have here is a bundle of features that aren't sitting together in an easy-to-understand framework. So I'm thinking like a philosophy or a positioning for this business is a must. I'm really interested to see what the implications, how they ladder together into one positioning thought, and if there's an audience that we can target.
Yeah.
Now, online, what we're looking for is to be inch wide and mile deep. It's super, super relevant to enough customers to meet our growth objectives. So I ask you this, is it the soap for mothers? Is it the soap for babies?
Yeah.
Because when I land on the website, I need front and center to know within those first 8 seconds, this is for me and I want it.
Yep.
Now, the design values are going to do I want it because we're going to lift them right up. But is it for me? Well, I need to know it's for me as a person and that the implications, not the features, are actually going to change my life.
Yeah, and so what sits right beneath that are any firsts that you can claim, any only that you can claim, and any time you can, what we call, push off another brand. So an idea I had around this, when I saw chemical-free, I immediately thought, well, how much chemicals are actually in the other soaps that I use? So it's a really good opportunity, if you're saying chemical-free, to say, well, we use this one product, no chemicals, and here's your other soap that has, you know, the same chemical that they use to keep the bugs off corn, right? So it's taking where we can push off from to leverage that positioning and that message even further.
Now, Dave, you had a humdinger when we discussed this sort of 5-10 minutes ago.
I did.
Which was the absolute winner.
So in my mind, the game changer comes from the insight that you have a load of repurchase. So customers come back to you time and time and time again. And really leveraging this in your case when you have the trade show and online and a lot of repurchase looks like the first thing, collect cards into a CRM at the trade shows. And the second thing, launch a subscription model. You look at one of the biggest innovations from Colgate in the last 20 years. It wasn't some magical toothpaste, Jeff. It was widening the nozzle of the toothpaste.
So more came out.
So more came out. So you used more. So you repurchased more. So how do we embed repurchase? Easy. People are already doing it. Make it easy for them. Get it on the credit card. Get it online.
So it's crunch time now. There was one secret fact that Rebecca let us know that we've kind of avoided to now. She said she's willing to spend $5,000 to get some online sales. So most of the things we've talked about to now are things that can be done with labor and with love. But actually, when it comes to spending money and driving traffic, we need to get in there and give some advice. So Dave and I are going to give you our 1-2-3 punch for spending this $5,000 and writing the business case to get more money and justify it through.
So first step for me, Jeff, is if you can't sell it in 5 clicks or less, you're not going to sell it online. So premiumize the web and simplify the sales process.
Number two, you've talked about fixing database engagement. Having a CRM for a business like this is an absolute no-brainer. It's a must. But here's the idea. You know, you talked in the introduction, Rebecca, about having a social media sensation, and this sort of business lends itself to a content strategy where you're drip feeding out content to people. The problem with that stuff, Dave, is what?
Oh, it takes so much time.
It takes so much time.
Social media is not free. It costs you loads and loads and loads of time.
Exactly right. So the killer punch here is the thought of aggregating content. Once you have the database, you don't need to create content like we are today. You can just pull the best bits from out there in the blogosphere and the websphere that your customers are going to be looking to. And if we tie it back to the positioning and the audience, whether it is soap for mothers or soap for babies or whatever you pick, then all you need to do is bring your customers the top 5 things a week they're probably interested in, and you will get the click-through traffic off the back of that.
And then the last killer blow is launching PPC, pay-per-click advertising. So that's most commonly done through Google AdWords. And it's rolling up the efficiency. So once you know who you're for and you have that positioning, you can start to bid on what are called longer tailed search terms. Now, I'm not going to go into that, but it's a way to get more efficient costs for your dollars and more targeted for what people are searching. So it is the killer on a limited budget.
All right, well, that's all we have time for today. So we've talked through a couple of options for Rebecca. Hopefully we've laid them out in a way that all of you can understand and find some value in for your own business, because we know that when it comes to increasing sales online, converting sales from a website and attracting more people online, Rebecca's not alone in wanting to do that sort of stuff. Now, if you have a question, let us know. At the Hope Media website, you can ask your question and we'll put our research team on it and put together an answer just like this for you. This has been Getting the Most from Your Marketing. Thanks so much for being a part of it, Dave.
Thank you, Jeff.
Catch you later.
To have your marketing questions answered by the Step Change team, look for the banner at hope1032.com.au.